So having received feedback from the Auditor General's presentation to Parliament on the outcomes, the audit outcomes of government departments, national, provincial and state-owned entities, it is very concerning for us to read a report of this nature. Firstly, we must commend the Auditor General on a good report, being very thorough in the explanation of what is going on with the financial hygiene of our government departments. And to see new additions to this report, spelling out the high impact organisations on civil society at large, and I think it's very, while it is encouraging to see 13% improvement on the number of unqualified audits from departments since the previous administration, there are still far too many, 26% of departments that fail to achieve unqualified audits. And more concerning is that there has been a significant increase in the number of departments and state-owned entities that have missed the deadline for audits to happen. Their financial statements have been late. And some of them have been a couple of years late, by the way. So these are serious concerns, and this is what sends a clear message to us, that to say that these departments and these government institutions are not taking the management of our state funds seriously. And what's more concerning to us is that there's very little consequences, very little accountability held against those who continuously show disrespect for the use of state and the management of state funds. So that's a big concern for us, and we would like to see consequences now. The Auditor General points out a number of issues, poor workmanship, paying for services that aren't even delivered at times. And again, no accountability, gross maladministration, gross ineptitude in some of these projects. Many of them delayed. 68% of infrastructure development projects have been delayed. 51% of them have cost overruns. This is unacceptable to civil society. And I guess this is ongoing, and it hasn't got significantly better, and is a signal and a clear sign to civil society that our government disrespects citizens and disrespects the use of taxes in this country.